Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Walsh.
Big smile.
You're looking sharp.
Thank you.
Big week, big day for your
new
for
kit,
team.
New birthday kit from Pod Partner.
Hey, you know.
Love to see it.
Hey.
Candy, baby.
How you doing, dog?
I'm good. I'm flying. Right.
You're fucking flying.
It's like not real life, you know? I mean, you keep waiting for the crash and it's just not coming.
It could. Don't, you know.
I'm still waiting.
Okay.
But so far, yeah, so good for me. I'm just, everything I'm doing is working. I'm listening to Pod Partner. I'm Captain Kev, not Kane, working, holding fucking randos like Sioux Falls and whatever, working. 93 points this week. In the top 100K.
89K.
I went up another like 60K. Yeah, not much to say. I mean, my only blankers.
Very high scoring week.
Yeah, my only blankers are Kane and Dennis. I think that explains my week, basically. It's just everyone got points. So,
yeah. I mean, when you had five defenders, when you have the full house of five defenders, goalkeeper all cleaning, that's so, such
there's
a good
nothing
feeling.
Better. Yeah. I can't so give good. A fuck about Jota's 16 pointer. I just want the full house. That's everything right there. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing else to say. Flying, hauls, everything good. What about you?
Keep hauling. I got like half your points. I got 56. Yeah, I mean, it all went wrong for me, basically. I mean, I took a minus 15 on my free transfer, so that usually doesn't work.
Yeah, so TJC said, at 38 minutes and 58 seconds in the last pod, Walsh said, what? Am I going to do Jota to Mo? No, I'm not doing that. What the fuck happened? The floor is yours.
Well, you know, I had to. So I did. I mean, the amount of times I've transferred Jota in and out of my team this year is just fucking clown show.
That's going to be a big,
be like five
big
times.
Post-mortem section. Yeah.
I mean, it must be like five times. I'm on it. Dude, ever since I fucking started with him when he was on Wolves and he got transferred and didn't play that week, I've had bad feelings towards him when he did that to me. He did that to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
he did
that bad.
Personally attacking me.
And I took that personally, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't mind not owning him because of what he's done to me in the past. I mean, I essentially feel like that ruined my entire season.
You transferred him out four times this season.
I was looking at it. I was honestly looking at hitting him in this week.
That's perfect, dude. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I might
hurt. Like Martinelli has a red card. Like, yeah,
I know, I might
get the best.
I mean,
guy.
The Martinelli red card was very experiential as well. Watching that happen in real time, I was just like, he threw the guy to the floor on this making of the throw, and I was like, well, that was dumb. And then he's sprinting back, and I'm like, don't do it, because you know when they do this shit, dude. When they lose the ball, they just. I was like, then he just throws this fucking guy who's never played never played a minute in the Premier League of his fucking life. Like, he's gonna do anything. Throws him in. I'm like, come on, man. And then Oliver feeling himself. I mean, you know, we all know how that goes, but
the Arsenal red card anomalies will be looked back in history as just like no one will be able to understand it or explain it ever, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Walker not playing had a very bad trickle-down effect on my team because it would have kept Martinelli on the bench. But, I mean, I got Brojo right and shit. Yeah. I don't know. It's one, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, I don't have Bowen or Jota, so that's how I'm playing this year, you know?
Yeah, that's it. No, it's not, basically
it's just, that's my what I'm up to over here. So I'm going to just carry on, bring my lunch pail to work. And it doesn't matter because you're holding the pod to
we're a seesaw, baby. We've always been a seesaw. There's never been a year where we're both just doing well and feeling good.
No, that's correct. Otherwise, we wouldn't be us.
We wouldn't be us, exactly. I won in the cup because Alden took a hit. I won by 2 points.
What a fucking idiot.
Hits count, baby. Yeah, let's hits go. Count. Yeah, so I'm 2-0. I'm flying.
Yeah, I got destroyed in the cup. I'm 1-1.
Okay, take 1-1.
Yeah.
Let me update leagues for February. The Prize League Mug League leader so far. We got Dying Alone, aka Pen 15, in first, 105 pointer. Adam good. Beasley, aka Visit Rwanda Vision, 103 points. And then Callum Henderson, aka Fergie's Fledglings, and Chris Damala, aka Saka Toomey, tied for third at 102 points. So, yeah, massive scores this week. And then shout out to the leader of the public league. Proud to say. It's Patreon subscriber, Discorder, Caleb St. Ather, aka Credit to the Boys, back on top of the public league, 116th overall.
Wow, who is that guy?
Caleb. Okay. I think his Discord name is just Caleb. Me. Yeah, yeah, you'd recognize
he
his
doesn't chat.
Icon. His no, he does, he does.
Okay, okay. The photos are easier to recognize.
Yeah, I mean, you, his team name is Credit to the Boys, which I have to assume is us.
Yeah, who else would he be talking about?
Yeah, there's no one else to thank. It's not like he has players on his team that get points or anything.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's go on. Absolutely fucking crazy game week in terms of goals and scenes.
This might be 3 hours, Bob.
Yeah, I mean...
We got to talk about everything. There's so much shit happened this week.
So many questions, and a lot of them are concentrated on Manchester United. And that is because they're home Southampton, home Brighton in this double. One of two teams that double, the other one's Brighton. And yeah, I think a lot of people are very torn on what to do with or without their assets. So Hemdog, Typhoon, Josh, Al, they all asked... Likely dilemma post Liverpool and Leicester. Do we skip Bruno and just go straight to Mo? Brendan and Noel said, is it worth swapping De Bruyne to Bruno for 1 week? Jadong said, given Ronaldo's benching the other night, would you see that as an upside that maybe he's rested to play both doubles? Would you risk a cheeky cap? I fucking hate having him on my team, but I've had too many fires to take him out. And then Ben Urfey said, United have a double. But they just scored one goal against Middlesbrough and Burnley and still have Jacob, Harry, Maguire playing defense for them. Is there anyone on the team aside from Paul who is an option for the double? Greatly, just a great question.
Yeah, that was well written.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had little periods during the game against Burnley where they showed some competence, but, you know, this was by and large a continuation of the... disjointed mess that has been Manchester United all season, really, and ever since Ralph came in, right? I mean, Ron is so washed. It's hilarious how washed he is. He just offers so little. I mean, Bruno was in the right... I mean, he had the assist on the set piece. I mean, that was... You know, you see that exact play happen.
Yeah.
Four times a game.
They ruled that out. Yeah.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that they were just like, oh, 99 times out of 100, that play doesn't result in a goal. So they just let it go. That's, you know, they're not going to call a fucking foul and, like, you know, it's just a goal kick.
Yeah.
Whatever. That aside, I mean, Bruno, I still think, like, looked okay, you know, in general. But I mean, Ron's bad. The defense is fucking sieve. I mean, I don't know. I don't think buying is good. Like, buying any of these players.
Hard. To be Ralph and like try and get this message across because they are playing better. Like, there's no question. Like, that first half against Burnley, they were actually really good and probably should have been up like 2-0 or 3-0 even. You know, and same with the Burrow game. I mean, I watched the highlights. They could have scored like 5 in that game. It was insane. But
They stopped playing for very long periods of games.
Yeah, though. It's really hard to get the message across that, like, trust the process, we're getting better, keep doing it, the wins will come. I feel like everyone is, like, scarred, and as soon as they lose control of a game, they don't know what to do, and then they were awful for a lot of the second half of the game, where Burnley were getting the majority of the chances, and they just fall off, and they sub on Ron, and he's fucking awful, and just kind of a mess, but I still feel like Bruno's a pretty fucking good pick for the double. I mean, I feel like he's the only pick. Yeah, like, I feel like it's more likely that he double returns than he double blanks. You know, like, yeah, I mean, the way they're playing.
Last time they had a double, he scored fucking 50 points.
Yeah, like, he's still really good. He might be on pens, and he's going to play 180 minutes. Yeah. You know, so.
I think that's the only pick if you're going to bring someone in. I do think, you know, if you have. My concern with Paul is just he can't start three games in a week.
No.
He just can't. He really just can't do that. I mean, I expect even if Fredge is still, you know, riddled, he'll play fucking McSauce and Matic in a two or something. I mean, yeah, he just can't play three. So I don't think he has a double. You know, right. if I felt he would start both, then yeah, I mean, obviously a very good option. It's always an option. But yeah, that's it. I mean, I think, you know, Sancho was going at players, but his final ball was hilarious. I mean, it was an actual hilarious joke every time he made a final action, and I just don't see it happening for him at all. Rash is fucking terrible. He needs a change of scenery. There's just not a lot to like, you know. And Cavani was, you know, he did little bits. His movement was okay, but he was kind of peripheral.
He's not going to play two.
Yeah, he doesn't have a double either. So
Ronaldo doesn't have a double. Cavani doesn't have a double. Paul doesn't have a double. Like,
yeah, Bruno does. De Gea. I mean, if you have De Gea and you don't have Bruno, just captain De Gea. Don't bother with Bruno. Is where I would go there. I mean, I definitely don't love the options of doing things like Kevin to Bruno or something.
You don't like that?
Not really, because you're spending two transfers on it. I mean, it's again, I think you're falling into a little bit of the bait of, you know, just because there's a double. But I mean, if Bruno had one game, we wouldn't be like, yeah, let's bring him in right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree that it's bait, but I also do think it's probably worth the upside. I mean,
just
it's hard
of the captaincy
because
shit.
Yeah, City of Norwich, which on paper, you know, screams 5-0, but that's not actually realistic. Like, Norwich haven't been conceding that many goals, and City don't score more than one or two for a long time, really, since that crazy-ass Leicester game. So, yeah, it'll be a 1-0, it'll be a 2-0. Kev was really lucky to get his goal. You know, he was kind of peripheral, and it's like...
Then what about Mo?
Yeah, I mean,
because then no one's got Mo any. You know, I mean, then what are you doing there? You're prolonging that as well, or
yeah, I think that
you're gonna do Kev to Bruno to Mo, and then what's, you know,
I think
who
that's
else
what
you...
I would do in that situation. Yeah, I honestly do.
Just neglect everything else, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess just because it is the double that you do need Bruno in to captain, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like, you know, Liverpool are way Burnley. They should win. They should dominate. But again, Burnley rarely gets spanked. You know, it's probably another, like, grindy 2-0, something like that. You know, I don't know. Is Mo gonna? He should start. Is he gonna play 90? Like, I don't know. They're working him back. There's Champions League. There's all kinds of shit. They have a double the next week. Like, I don't know.
Can't believe that miss he had today. Oh my god.
Insane, insane miss. I mean, that was another reason why your transfer was so bad. It was just unlucky that Mo missed that chance, but. You know, and then 26, obviously, Mo's home Norwich, home Leeds. I mean, if you aren't captaining him that week, it's very, very loose and crazy to not do that. But
you're admittedly in danger.
I just feel like the ceiling for Kevin Mo is just so much lower. I think I would take the risk.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it does also depend on the context of your team.
Of course.
What else you have going on. Like, if you have, like, I don't know, if one of your midfielders got a red card or something, like, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Defense is a mess.
Maguire is such a fucking fraud.
Yeah, it's just upsetting.
I can't get into it because all of the smart Man United people still defend him. And I'm just like, I just got to step away. You know, I'm just like, I just have to disagree. It's like the same person who defends Maguire will shit on Mings. And I'm like, oh, you're just like not seeing the game clearly. No. Yeah.
You have to be consistent.
Yeah, that's the number one thing for a defender. Like he can.
No, McGuire, I mean with your perceptions of the players. Well,
yeah,
you know,
both.
Both, but yeah.
And then yeah, I mean, we got a lot of questions just on the double itself, but I think a lot of it is also bleeding into game week 26, which is a bigger double game week. So let me just rattle some of these off. Heim said, is it worth getting shitty forwards with an extra game this week, like Neil, Welbs, Ron, or save the transfer in the ultimate disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very difficult thing to look at because it depends so much more on the rest of your team and what else you're prioritizing. Because, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, well, I don't have Mo, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, and meanwhile you're spending a transfer on, like, Dennis to Neil. It's like
Dennis to Neil. Yeah, it's like, that's not a good job by you.
You might be getting two more points in that slot than you would otherwise. But like, what the fuck are you actual doing?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, if we're not learning from watching, you know, these Watford double game weeks and all this shit of like, oh wow, just because they have extra games doesn't mean they're getting more than 2 points. You know, that's they're still really bad picks, you know what I mean? And they're huge punts to go for. So I think that if you can limit doing that, that's better, because you're going to want to get the expensive players who are actually good picks and also doubling in game week 26. So I think, you know, I would try not to fall, you know, into that lull of, oh, well, I have to get a Brighton player because they have two games, or, you know, I mean, they do have a good fixture in game week 26 as well, but, for maybe like a defender or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like a defender is best case. I mean, Watford's horrible attacking fixture. Burnley's pretty bad attacking fixture. You know, it's like, I don't know. Which I think answers Tio's question too, which was, is there any doubler this upcoming game week you'd happily take a hit for? And for me, the only Bruno. One I'd consider is Bruno. Yeah, like he's the only one with real upside, and you're captaining him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I totally agree.
So Burnley have a double in 26 and 27. So some Burnley double-double questions. Akka said, Burnley double-double game week. Do we transfer in a defender or do we target them given they have a lot of games in a short period and a small squad? VB49ers said, Burnley are bad, but is the appeal of 4 games in 2 game weeks too good to ignore, especially defensive options? And then we got a question that was just, Rory, who's the best striker in the game right now, and why is it Woot Weghorst? A lot of Burnley action right now.
Yeah, I mean, how are you looking at Burnley? They have Liverpool right now, which is unfortunate timing, but then they have at Brighton and home Spurs is a 26 double, and then at Palace, home Leicester is a 27 double.
Yeah, I mean, you want Pope.
If you could have him.
Every out of their entire team, he'd be my favorite pick by so much.
Yeah.
And then second would probably be Woot. And a big part of that, and a big theme of the last few pods, is that forwards are so fucking bad. And he played well against Man U.
No, he definitely rebounded from his Watford performance where he was, I thought, very bad. He was solid against Man U.
Yeah. So, you know, 4 games, they have to run him into the ground. They're in a relegation scrap. That's why they bought him, you know. Yeah. I think Woot is good, a really good pick, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I also think if you have the spot for it, throwing a, you know, a Tark or something like that in there, maybe he's 4'8", me's 4'8", Tark's 4'9". I mean, even if they keep 1 clean sheet in those 4 game weeks, that's you're still going to get like 12 points or so, you know, across
six,
the four.
That's 6 points a game week.
That's pretty, and that's insane. It's not inconceivable that they keep 0 cleans in those 4 games. I mean, they suck. I mean, at Brighton's probably the best cleanable fixture, but you know, you take a die roll on that after the way they've been looking. The one thing that's really, I don't know if this is going to change or not, but watching Burnley over the last, you know, month, they don't attack at all. You know, I mean, like when they were doing the experimental stuff with the higher line and they were actually trying like last season and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't really attack. And I mean, they didn't attack for a second until they went down 1-0 against Man United. And then they kind of were starting to feel themselves and Man United fell apart. But when they're playing that way, how long can he keep playing that way? Because they're not winning games. You know, I mean, a point is not good enough when they're the worst team on the pitch and they're, you know, usually lucky to get a point in the game. You know, that's going to fall flat also. You know, I mean, he's doing the thing where it's like, if we just stay solid and compact and stay, keep all the men in our half and attack, you know, once every 10 minutes, maybe we'll get one on the counter and win one. I mean, they have one win all fucking year.
I think that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. But I mean,
but when is he going to be like, oh, wait a minute, we're actually in 20th place and this is not working?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, then, they still have a million games in hand. Maybe it's after they catch up on the games in hand, but I don't anticipate in like 2 weeks from now he's making drastic changes to their play style. And, you know, their defense is bad. They're a bad team, but it's not, they're not one of those teams that just roll over and just get spanked all the time. You know, they still put in a shift. Like, Pope is still pretty good and they're really defensive. They block a lot of shots. Like, it's in the same way that you said, like, if they get one clean, it's good. It's not inconceivable they get zero. It's not inconceivable they get two. And then you're flying with any of those picks. So I definitely think it's worth the risk. You know, Pope, defender, whatever. And yeah,
Cornet's also, I mean, he's only 5'9 now. I don't know. He got subbed off injured, so he might not be. But I mean, gaming 26, which is when you want to bring these players in, I guess, is still a little bit away.
Yeah, we have a little time on that.
Yeah. I don't know. They're such a bad team. So it's hard to, you know, it's hard when we do the thing, which we're trying to not do. Like Watford have all these doubles. We get them. They all get 2 points, you know?
Yeah.
Burnley have these doubles. They're still really bad. Still the worst team in the league. And, you know, that they struggle every game. So, you know, that's the other side of this, you know?
Yeah. That is the rub, as they say. Yeah. And the last double question was Brad. He said, I'm tempted to wild card in gaming 25, so this week, so I can use bench boost or triple cap in 26. Question is, do I ditch all my City assets? Foden, Laporte, Cancelo to maximize double game week assets. What could go wrong?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's insane. If you want to go with two, you know, that's okay. You know, maybe you keep Laporte.
Two defenders.
Cancelo. Yeah, I mean, Foden's seems kind of a whatever kind of a pick. You're not going to really miss much there. Yeah, I mean, like you alluded to earlier, which we've been talking about, you know, City's attack is pretty chill. I mean, they just don't really do much of it. Yeah. They just kind of conserve energy and, you know, they get their goal and they know that they can kill it. And then they sometimes stumble into a second and other times don't. I mean, the opponents also just put all of their men in their own third. You know, it's not even like in their own half. It's like everyone's in their own third. They just...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you could do that. But, I mean, having... Like getting rid of Cancelo or having like none is just stupid, you know. I mean, just because they have one game instead of two, I mean, they're still the best picks in the game. They'll probably get.
It's also, you know, you're wild carding. You're not free hitting and getting them back the following game week. Like, they're not doubling for just 26, but you still want them for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Like, and you're using transfers to get them back in. It's counter. Yeah. You're countering your.
And I'd imagine like everyone. I mean, everyone has Cancelo, right? Or am I just like biased we've had him forever?
No, I mean, anyone who's like good, doing well, or like seriously playing, I think has like Cancelo, Trent, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, because I mean, he's now 7'2". I got him at 6'1". Like, you really want to transfer that guy out that you're going to get back in? Like, it doesn't seem great to me.
Yeah, I think I got him at when he was actual just 6.
Yeah, and
but it's been a long time. I mean, like between like him, Trent, Beau, and Jota, that's like probably like 85% of the good teams have all four of them.
I would like assume that. The top 10K. Yeah, if they're all higher. Everyone has them. And then the last main topic we got for questions before we just talk about whatever is just forwards. I think everyone's struggling in that department right now. Adman said, what would be your ideal forward lineup right now? Yuval said, I need to bring in a cheap striker this week. He's looking at Weghorst or Broya. Avatar said, I need to downgrade Antonio this week to get Mo. Who's better between Neil, Weghorst, or Edward? Edward's not an option. Brian said, if you had to pick one striker for the rest of the season, who would be? And then Yobills, is Broya the best forward pick in the game in an every week start?
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of action there.
A lot going on there. Let's start
with Broya, because we talked about him on last pod. Someone asked up for like a bench option. We were like, he's always hurt. So like not ideal for a bench guy that you can't really rely on playing. But we didn't really talk about him as a starting option. And he is a start every week player.
Yeah, I
mean, just straight up
started him.
Yeah, just straight up.
That's how I see him. Is yeah, you can start him every week, except for maybe like Liverpool and City,
yeah,
which they don't play City again, and they have Liverpool like the second last game of the season. So, yeah, I mean, at Man United, great fixture.
Yeah, like from a value perspective,
yeah, he's
yes, he is the best forward in the game. I think I honestly believe that he's
from a value standpoint. Sure, yeah, and he's 5'2".
Yeah,
I agree completely with that.
That you can start every week. It's like between him and Ramsey, you don't need any money if you have those guys starting.
Yeah, I mean, he's been 1 and 2 really since he started, you know, for a while. It is the knock has been very annoying though, because it seems like he's flagged every single week.
Yeah.
But, you know, Southampton, just for all the, you know, grief that they get, they are very consistent in terms of the system, you know, what they do. And they create chances, you know, I mean, just by nature of them pressing high. And he's a beast. He's probably the best attacker they've had since they got rid of Mane. And
yeah, or you know, the Ings year.
Yeah, well, that Ings year was
that
maybe
one
a little
year,
bit.
Yeah.
Now he can't fucking get in the side of the team that paid $20 million for him. I mean, that's maybe more his natural level. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, at 5'2", you just, you know, yeah, he's definitely values out of control.
He's at 6 points per 90 right now.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I mean, he's just he misses chances too. I mean,
oh yeah, he's just
clinical. Like he's just very classy. Like watching him, I mean, he missed a couple against Spurs, but the goal he scored was very well taken. I mean, I remember the one he scored against my team a few weeks ago. I guess it was like a month or so ago. It was insane. So good.
Yeah, I mean, the point is that he's just. Like, yeah, it's not that he has to finish at an elite level because he's just so actually good at football that he just gets so many fucking chances. He's one of those. He's just a really good player. He's not like, you know, so yeah, he's just everyone should probably have him. And he's definitely an every week starter.
Yeah, definitely.
Otherwise, I mean, yeah, we mentioned Woot. I like Woot. He's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like him. I just like him because I don't like anyone else, and he is cheap. You know, I mean,
and he has a million fixtures.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So I still think it's like a punt, and I don't like recommend him. But I think if you know you need to get a player in this kind of price range, then you know, yeah. I mean, I think J-Rod's also a little bit interesting. He's 5'2".
He's I haven't thought about him in years.
Yeah, I mean, he's brittle, but he played very well, I thought, against Man United, and it looked like him and Weghorst were actually really good together.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they had a really good understanding going. And, you know, I mean, they don't have... I mean, if he's healthy, he should play. I mean, they could play Cornet up, but I don't know. I mean, J-Rod, he's 5'2". I just throwing another name out there. But, I mean, getting someone like Neil just seems, like, diabolical.
Hit it.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're just... Honestly, it's just it's the same thing.
And Edward's not nailed. So, no, you know, that, I assume that question was written before that game.
Yeah, Edward was on the bench. Yeah. I mean... It just, you know, we just look around at the landscape of the forwards and there just are so many, you know, bad options and all the points are coming from midfield and defense. So,
you know, I still like St. Max. I think St. Max is still good. You know, like
he's okay.
You'd feel fine if you own him, right? Like he does good shit all the time. He's cheap. He, you know, the team's getting better. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I love that so many people still have Antonio. I mean, he's been a bad pick for literally 4 or 3 months, and people still cling to Antonio like he's a good pick. It's crazy. Oh,
it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Watkins is interesting because he's doing the thing you know, that we hate about him, is that he just doesn't get any points.
It was crazy. Like, I don't have the stats open right now. I mean, maybe I could open them really quick, but he, like, did not touch the ball.
Yeah.
Like wouldn't be shocked if he had the least touches on the team. But he played really well.
Yeah.
Like if you watch the replay of all their goals, he's literally occupying space, occupying center backs, making all the right runs, doing all that stuff to facilitate Coutinho and Ramsey scoring the goals. But yeah, I mean he really seems like sort of a decoy-ish type right now. And that Villa Leeds game was just absolutely crazy in every way.
Leeds games are back to being peak Leeds,
which is the best. It's the best. But yeah, Villa sort of played like two up top almost with Ollie and Phil, and then Ramsey was just like the central runner. Buendia was a little deeper and wider. It was just like very different and very weird.
Yeah. And that will not be replicated. I think that was just a Leeds thing where that was where they were getting the space. Like the on runner from Ramsey breaking the line was like,
I think so too.
Yeah.
By the way, per 90, I'm just looking really quick. Per 90, Broya, seventh in the entire league and non penalty XG per 90.
Yeah. Great pick. Insane. I mean, Rodrigo also chipped in with a couple of assists.
Yep.
They just have, I mean, they have Everton now, but then they have their doubles, Man United and Liverpool. I mean, that's one good, one bad. You could do worse. He's gonna Rodrigo?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Bamford's fucked, right?
Bamford, he might play fucking ever again. I don't even know. But even if Bamford did come back, he would just fuck James to the side or something. I don't know. Do James and Harrison or whatever. I think Rodrigo is probably going to keep playing. I don't know. He's at 6'2". I think that's like somewhat of a interesting pick.
They like need to get something out of him. But yeah, I mean, we're clutching at straws right now for it to find a forward that matters or is good.
Yeah. And I mean, Ida, however, you know, you love saying that guy's name, the Norwich fuck.
Ida. It's just Ida. Yeah.
Yeah. He's 4'9". He's good on the bench if you just want to have someone who plays, you know. I mean, they might not play him and Pukki in these next two games against the hard teams.
Which I don't think they will.
Generally speaking, you know, till the end of the season, he's clearly, you know, one of their best players. I mean, if Dino has any fucking balls, he'll drop Pukki because he's so much worse than him. But yeah, I think Ida is also a good pick that you don't want to start every week, but is just a good.
Just good bench guy, because you have to have three forwards, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you have to have
three. Yeah, and he plays. So.
And this is going to probably sound so stupid, but I still kind of believe in Rich. I mean, they were obviously horrible.
Yeah, it does sound stupid.
But I don't think they're going to be that bad. But, you know, maybe, you know, they lose one or two more. Maybe they're just a fucking tailspin nightmare. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's close.
We're getting close to starting to actually seriously worry about them.
Yeah. Every loss, it's like, spaghetti, brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hard to remember the last time they won.
They've only won once since like October or something.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're like Burnley, basically. You know.
Yeah. Not great, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, so other than that, we just got a bunch of random questions, or we could just talk about games, whatever you want to do. What are you feeling?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't talk about any games, really.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Should we let the questions guide us, or should we... Yeah.
Let's do a little games. I mean, I was interested. Yeah. I mean, we had your team play today, and I mean, Luis Diaz looks like a fucking player.
God, he was so good, dude. Yeah. I did not expect that kind of debut. He was just... He just fit in, like, perfectly.
Yeah, it was like he doesn't... It's like he's been here.
Yeah, exactly. Which is never the case, really, for the new guys we bring in to just instantly like fit like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing a bit of a sneak preview of, you know, the future of the front three, which will be Diaz, Jota, and ideally they re-sign Mo, which I think they will. In terms of like minutes impact, I mean, Mane is the biggest threat for Diaz. And then I think Jota and Bob will continue to rotate, you know, between Champions League and all the fixture pileup and that kind of stuff. But, you know, Jota, we've said it last pod. We've been saying it basically all season, like brace potential in any game against any opponent at his price. You just can't get that anywhere else. And what does he do? He fucking braces.
First brace of the season.
Is it?
Oh yeah,
That's kind of funny. Yeah, good job by you.
I'll hit him in and hit him out in the same game week.
So no. He braced in game week 13.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Okay. Southampton.
Right, right. Sorry. You're right. I don't think he's gonna displace Mane like at all.
No, you know,
I think it's gonna be similar where it's, you know, him and Bob are just second choice now.
Yeah. I think so too.
And but they have luckily 5 million games left. Yeah,
that's the
Champions League Cup. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like
he'll probably play. I expect every cup game,
right?
You know, and maybe
right.
Maybe he'll get one or two league games, but I don't think he's gonna. And he'll probably come off the bench every game. Like he'll play 30 minutes every game. He'll be the first sub off the bench.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's gonna really come in unless if there's an injury
for the rest of the season. Mane wasn't really an option anyway. He's on the decline. He's still 11-7 somehow. So like, it doesn't really affect FPL that much.
Yeah. Except he's the exact price of Bruno, so.
Brudu or Bruno. So but yeah, I mean, Liverpool nice were fucking good. They dominated. They were just good. Rabo could have scored. Rabo has official FPL tweeted some shit. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was Bowen was the only player in the entire league who had more points than Rabo in the last like whatever amount of game week.
Many. Like last eight or something.
Yeah.
And he got a red card in that time.
Yeah. Like he's just
hasn't played.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. He's 72 points since game week 13. Only Bowen with 78 points has produced more in that period.
Yeah. God, like, and when did I had him for a while, and then what? I fucking sold him, and then after the red card, he came back and he got 12, 11, 6.
That's happened to you
a few times.
Many times, especially with Liverpool fullbacks. I feel like that happened last year. You started with Rabo Trent, right? And it was a disaster until it was good or something like that.
I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
We don't need to spend more time on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your team flying. I mean, just flying. Cruise good control team. Looks like it's over before it starts. And Leicester, I mean, every time they play, it's just music to my ears. Just Braj getting fired just feels so on, and that will be amazing.
He's got to be in the bookies odds. He's got to be up there, right, for next manager sacked. I mean, you'll never top Watford, but. Who else is even close? I mean,
no one's going to get sacked this season.
Watford can do things.
I mean, it's probably
Watford have seen
it's
things
you
never believe, but
it wouldn't make sense for literally wouldn't make sense for any other team to fire their manager other than Watford just doing what they always do. You know,
yeah,
in season, I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, him going will be very nice. It will be so fun to have someone new there. With that squad, you know, hopefully gets more out of it because there's so many FPL picks just going to waste on Leicester this season.
So many FPL picks. And oh my God, Schmeichel. I mean, dude, like he actually played well in terms of like shot stopping, but
he always does.
But he showed why he's just not at the level anymore on the other side of the ball where he just kicked it out of bounds like 17 fucking times. He's just like, okay, we got the ball for a second. Let me give it straight back to Liverpool so they can just keep pounding us in the ass. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, they have 3 clean sheets this season.
It's 3?
It's game week 24.
Unreal.
3.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're spiraling.
I mean, this
is
a team that was in the top five, like fucking fifth last year or whatever, right?
Yeah, and back-to-back years of fifth. Back-to-back years of crashing out of fourth where they held it down
until the last day,
until like the last fucking day. Yeah, I mean, they're in terms of non-penalty XG, the worst teams in the league: Leeds, Watford, Leicester, in that order.
Conceding. Yeah, yeah. And Watford doesn't belong there anymore. You know, that's
Watford's different now. Yeah, that's
Leeds and Leicester. You know, definitely.
That's
head and shoulders worst defenses in the league. Yeah.
That is genuinely crazy.
Yeah, it's bad. So get fucked. Fuck you. Fucking hate Leicester.
Oh, man. Yeah. There were just so many crazy games. I mean, Spurs Southampton was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Southampton, yeah. I think the other thing, too, is someone mentioned something about like Watford, a question earlier. I mean, I feel like people are not. I had a few conversations with people talking about Edward like before the Norwich game,
the benching,
and just like looking at the fixtures and then shit, like people talking about Watford players. It's like Watford people, you have to like shift your mind like very quickly.
People don't do that. Yeah.
They don't do that enough. It doesn't, you know, it's like in like Norwich, right? Norwich are fucking good defense right now. You know, I mean,
they're solid.
All they do is play defense for 90 minutes. They're a lot like Burnley, honestly. They kind of do exactly what Burnley have been doing, where they just sit all their men in the fucking own half, and then they counter once or twice, and that's it. And they hold on for dear life. It's not a good attacking fixture. Watford, one of the worst attacking fixtures outside of like Liverpool and City, I think, in the league right now.
Yeah, all
based
of
on
this
watching
is
them.
Like asterisk Liverpool City, right? Like we're not saying that city in Orange is a bad city fixture. Like, obviously not. Yeah. But, like, outside of Liverpool City, it's like, yeah, it's kind of tricky, yeah. You know? Like,
yeah, like, I mean, Bowen scoring a deflected goal was, like, put yeah. me over there. On Tuesday, I was just, like, saw after I saw the goal, I was like, oh, my God,
yeah, West
this
Ham,
is what's happening.
West Ham put up 0.7 XG in that game, and their goal
well,
game
that's good for them.
30-yard deflection. It's
yeah,
like,
but
Jesus.
That's good for West Ham, but that's something else. But yeah, I think like, you know, we have to like do that better, I think, because the yeah, quicker we are to realize those things, then the better we'll be able to, you know, adapt before, you know, the mass millions that play the game.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think that's the fixture difficulty, like colors and that kind of shit. I think they really do fuck with people. And I think going back to the earlier questions when people are asking about like hitting in Neil and Brighton players, I think they see Watford and they're like, oh, they might score
oh, wow.
three that game.
Yeah.
Like, that is nil-nil all over. Like, yeah. I'd be shocked if, like, there's even
more than
a big chance in for either team. Like, yeah, yeah. It's going to be just a horrible nightmare game.
Yeah.
So now how do you look at the double? Like, no one should consider nil, in my opinion, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything you want to...
No,
touch
I mean,
on?
Yeah, Spurs Southampton game was fucking all over the place. Really fun
yeah,
to watch and just insane, but
I don't know what to make of this.
I mean,
shit.
I just
I mean,
know
Spurs
that,
are just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
they're going to do this for the rest of the year.
Royale and Davinson, complete nightmare. Can't,
they have like, so many complete nightmares. That's
cannot
the issue.
Be. Yeah, but just put Doc in. Boom.
Well,
he's just sitting there.
I mean, Dyer wasn't there, which
yeah,
you know,
Dyer's going to be actually a big guy when they get him back. So that'll be big.
He
for
played
them,
the second choice left back again. He just yeah. keeps doing it.
Romero was actually really good.
Yeah,
I thought.
I mean,
Bentancur was good when he subbed
yeah,
on.
He needs to start.
Yeah, so,
I don't know why. I don't know why he didn't start this game.
I think
crazy.
He just like wasn't ready or something. But I don't know. I just feel like. I honestly just felt like they weren't ready for what Southampton do every single week for 4 years, which is yeah. weird. You know, like if I was Conte, I'd be yelling at the staff more than like the players. I'd be like, how are we not prepared for this? They do this every game for every season under Ralph, you know?
I mean, I think that is because the players are just not good enough.
Yeah, it might
you know
be
what I mean?
Both.
They're just, they couldn't do what Conte was telling them to do. I mean, I'm not going to give Conte the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he's the best
yeah,
manager,
exactly.
one of the best managers in the league. So, I mean, you know, I think that's more on the other side. But,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I think from FPL standpoint, I'm sure there's going to be a time when Son's going to be in all of our teams again, you know, if they have some yeah. little good window or they have a double or something like that. But I think broadly speaking, I mean, this is going to be a very, like, schizophrenic performance yeah. team for the rest of the season just because of the nature of, you know, their defense, the spine is just, you know, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see when Bentancur comes in, starts playing with Hoge,
yeah.
you know, see
him
what kind of a two that
also maybe,
yeah, maybe yeah. Skip. And we'll see what happens there. And when Kulusevski comes back in
yeah.
and, you know, gets Lukáš off the field where he belongs on the bench as an impact sub or right wing back, which,
yep.
you know, we fetishize over.
Yep.
But, you know, the team, yeah, you know, I mean, Kane just at his price, you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, he missed the fucking sitter and he created a sitter, but yeah, right now.
Still, you just look at the team.
It's Wolves, nightmare. Then their double is not a double because one of them's at the Etihad. So they have one fixture. And then, you know, then you look maybe gaming 27, 28. That's a small window. They have at Leeds, home Everton. Those are fucking two best fixtures in the league.
Well,
they
do have those two games in hand, which we don't know. I mean,
yeah. Right.
If they get dropped in somewhere here, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe one of those turns into a double. Like, that's a scenario where I'm like, okay, if they have Leeds, Brighton, and then Everton, I'm like, yes, I want both Kane and Son. But right now, yeah, no, fuck off. Everyone, like, some people ask in Discord, like, what do I do with Kane? And, like, what? And I own Kane. Like, what? Like, are we holding him yeah. too long? And I was like, yeah, didn't you listen to the last pod? Like, I saved so I could double hit Kane out for Bruno. Like, that was the whole plan. So,
yeah.
I'm just getting rid of him. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a messy situation over there. But, I mean, at the same point, it's really fun watching them play because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's the
just
best.
Enjoyable.
What I realized with the top four race, why it's so good, is that none of the teams are that good.
Yeah.
Like, none of
the
teams
are for the fourth spot.
Yeah, like, normally there's a team that's clearly the fourth best and maybe they're dragged into it a little bit, but they usually come out on top and finish fourth. But right now, it's just like West Ham, Man United, Spurs, Arsenal are all like inconsistent, kind of weird, like don't know what you're going to get. Yeah. And that makes for a good race.
Yeah. I've been saying Arsenal for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
For fourth. You know, I've been on Arsenal.
And they did a good job. They did a good job
today. I think they're going to finish in fourth. I mean, of these teams, they're the only team that
they're the most consistent. For clean, sure.
You know, very routinely.
Yeah.
And they just need one or two, you know, to drop. But
yeah, they're by far the most consistent.
They're also, you know, one or two injuries away from mess. You know, can't win a game. So
yeah, and they also scored their first goal in like a month today. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, Arsenal are another subject.
All right, let's do some questions.
Okay.
Yuval said, what would be your ideal keeper to pair up with Rammers? He has no fixture this week. Is it Bob the Monster or DDG?
It's Foster. I think Foster is like by a million miles the best value second goalkeeper in the game.
Yeah, and he doubles in 26.
Yeah, and he's playing Brighton actually, 25.
Wouldn't you rather have a doubler this week and then you have Rammers doubling in 26? Like, wouldn't you rather have Bob double this week?
That's your bench boost, right?
What?
26, you bench boost. You have four keepers.
I see. Yeah. That's good.
That's what I'm doing.
That's good.
Yeah. But if you don't have that, then what you're saying, yeah, I guess. I mean, To be honest,
just haven't thought about, like, my chips. Yeah. I never think about my chips. Yeah. So, but yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense.
But, I mean, Monsters, if there is not a bigger trap in the league, I don't know what is. Brighton... Since game week 14, this is the amount of goals that Brighton have conceded starting from game week 14.
I can't wait for this.
1-1-1-0-1-2-1-1-1.
I mean,
do you want that?
That's so good.
They have one. Do you want this?
That's so good. At Watford, best clean sheet fixture in the league. Easy. Best clean sheet fixture in the league.
There's no way they're keeping a clean sheet. There's literally no fucking 0% chance that they're keeping a clean sheet. Someone will throw fucking Duffy's in a sub in on the 80th minute, up 1-0, and throw the fucking ball in his own net. There's
I know no you're not a gambling man, but sometimes your gut, like if you had just been betting against Bob keeping it clean all season, you'd be a fucking billionaire.
Millionaire.
And it gets Leicester every week. You're just like, Leicester lose, Leicester lose, Leicester lose. Favored in like half the games at least. They're just fucking so rich, so good. Dire Straits said, I realize this isn't a chip chat pod, but have you all given any thought to bench boosting in game week 26? Or is not triple captaining Mo just asking for it?
So no, I mean, this is something that I've been on record for years saying. The most beneficial thing of the bench boost chip to me is when both your goalkeepers have double game weeks.
I would not consider a bench boost without that.
Yeah, I mean that's the most essential piece, you know, because you know we've talked about it, but having your fifth midfielder or your third striker, you know, playing that extra game when they're usually going to get 2 points is not, you know, anything worth writing home about. But when you have the goalies are the ones that get more points. So having that extra game is actually having those two extra games is, I think, more meaningful than not. So yeah, I think bench boost in game week 26 is really good. I mean, having 3 games versus 2 games of Mo is like, yeah, you know, if he comes in and hauls ass, you know, and gets, you know, 17 points or something, then, you know, that won't be great. But you could also just outdo that with your bench boost. And it's not like you don't, you know, you still have your triple captain. I mean, I think it's just a better opportunity to bench boost.
Yeah, and it's team dependent, right? If you don't have a doubling keeper, if you don't have playing fit players on your bench, then yeah, triple cap's better. But
yeah,
it's just whatever it is. So you think you're going to bench boost?
That's what I'm planning on doing, but now I have this red card. I have this fucking knock.
You have to bring in doublers. Yeah, you'd have to start bringing in doublers then.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have João Pedro who's fucking not a starter anymore. So, yeah, you know, and I have Ait Nouri who's got to start. I mean, how could you not start a center back at left wing back again and not score a goal for the 30th time of the fucking game week? Is fucking Laga is an absolute
and Johnny
moron.
Is on the bench, right?
Yeah, that's scary. I mean, so I have a lot of picks that need to go, but I mean, I'll take a fucking minus 20 to bench boost, come out neutral.
Yeah, you will. I mean, it's only a minus 10. Minus 10. Yeah, I probably need to put a little bit into thought into what chip or what plans I'm going to do. I haven't looked at anything. I fucking hate the chips, but yeah, good time to do it is probably starting with this week's transfers. I have two, so. Kamier's son just the best pick of the Spurs assets, or does the lack of forward options make Kane more attractive despite the price difference? I don't know, man.
Neither. Right now, I don't want any of them.
Yeah, right now, neither. So just get over it. Home Wolves at City.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Fucking just deal with it.
Home Wolves is so bad. Elrond Cubber, do you think Big Lewis Donk is being overlooked? Is he fit?
Yeah, he's back.
Okay, he hasn't played in a really long time.
No, he's been for a while.
I haven't seen him in so long.
Realistically, I mean, even though we just, you know, read off the hilarious joke that is Brighton conceding a goal every game.
Well, he's a big reason why. He's been out since when you started reading the goals conceded. He's been out.
When has Dunk been out? Yeah, actual Gaming 14.
Actually,
yeah.
So that whole time, they're missing their by far best center back.
Yeah, so... You know, Dunk, he also has no goals this season, which is very undonky. So he's obviously due in that department.
Yeah, he's got to hit the quota.
They have a double game week, and then they have home Burnley, home Villa at Newcastle afterwards. Yeah, you know, you want to take a pop, you know, if on a Brighton player, that's where you go, right? You get one of the defenders. I mean,
yeah, I like
Dunk's
that.
4-8.
I like
Veltman. You know, Veltman at 4-2 now that Burn's gone, I think is a really, really good pick because, you know, he... Should play, I guess it's a little bit iffy with Webster, Dunk back. I mean, if he's going to play two or three, I mean, he can play right back. You know, I don't know. It's that maybe is a little bit sus. So maybe it is just Dunk or Cucurella, but, you know, yeah, they're both about five. So, yeah, that's good.
I like that chat. Right. I actually really do. Yeah, I totally forgot about him because he hasn't played in 10 weeks. But, yeah, I mean.
Definitely better than Cucurella.
Goal scorer. Legit goal scorer, good on bones, double. Yeah.
Good follow-up fixtures.
Yeah, good. Good pick. Yeah. Good job by you.
Good pick.
Good pick. Deadly Brandon said, is Foden just a bad pick? I've not seen the recent City games, but he's been peripheral to FPL points for a while now.
Yeah.
What changed? Is it just because they're not scoring? I didn't see the City game. I just watched the highlights, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of, like, they're so passive and he doesn't get that many chances a game.
Yeah.
I mean, everything comes down the wing, you know, when watching them. And he's playing centrally. And
he took one shot against Brentford.
One shot, yeah. And, I mean, they also have everyone back. So everyone's fit. So you don't know when he's going to start or not. But I don't know. It's just the way they play. They don't really get into the box that much. They just kind of probe around. And then it's more of just like an individual... someone beating someone down the byline and then like their shots being pulled back, like kind of like not in where the striker is. Like he's just like decoying and pulling players out of position to make space for other players, like on runners or like Kevin or something
and
like
that. Yeah, I feel
that.
Like the chances that have been falling to him have also been like really difficult.
Yeah,
it's like
headers
a
from better
ball
him.
Header from Kev 40 yards out or something. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. His underlyings have really fallen off a cliff. Like he was... Yeah. It wasn't that he was just, you know, looking good, eye test, whatever. Like, he was fucking hauling underlying stats, shots, XG, all that shit. And it's just, now it's just neither. So, that's really bad.
But it's also, I mean, it's also, like, not even him. It's, like, none of the attackers on City look good from, like, an FPL standpoint, really, over the last few games. Because, again, I mean, they just don't really attack. They don't really attack. It's like, here, Raz, beat this guy down the byline and try and pull it back. Or like, here, Mars, like, try and beat these two guys and like put a ball back to like top of the box or something. Or it's like, oh, they regain possession and it bounced a few times kind of weirdly. Like, Cancelo's all of a sudden free in the box. Like, it's like these individual moments of like individual creation. But like, generally speaking, they just fucking chill. Like,
they just
play chill with the ball.
To control the ball.
Yeah, they just chill with the ball.
Yeah. And then last question was, Pete, do we get Coutinho over double game week players? Not Bruno, but every other one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, didn't he come off like injured?
Yeah, but I mean, we'll see maybe tomorrow. But Gerard said like he just was like fatigued and we were precautionary or something like that. But, yeah. I mean, he was at Newcastle. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that Everton game, I'm not forgetting that Everton game. Because this was like a Leeds thing. But, I mean, he was really bad against Everton. And Everton, like, that game, in terms of their game plan, is more of like a game I expect Villa to play.
Yeah, and that was a Leeds game. That wasn't like Villa playing that way. They were just playing like what Leeds gave them, which was like gaping fucking wide open holes for Coutinho to turn and pass into.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a trap. I mean, they have Newcastle at Newcastle, which
that's really good.
It's really good, but at the same time, I mean, we saw what St. James was like last game. I mean, it's going to be very similar. I mean, they're going to be really up for this game, and the fixtures really, really turn like very quickly. I mean, home Watford, at Brighton, terrible, terrible. You know, home Southampton's like, okay, you know, you could do some there. At West Ham, bad. Arsenal, bad.
West Ham's Wolves. Pretty good. But yeah, Arsenal, Wolves, Spurs, Liverpool is really bad.
I don't think at West Ham's good for Villa because they're going to do exactly what Everton did, just with like 25% better players in every position. I think they're going to have a really hard time finding chances. I think that's a bad fixture.
Maybe,
I mean, you know, Liverpool, you know, coming. It's a long run of bad. You know, they finish really well. They have Norwich, Burnley, Palace. You know, and they do have they have Burnley and Leeds in hand to be reassigned. But I think it's just it might be a little bit,
you know, is it fool's like too gold, late
chasing
or something?
Point. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's silly to say it's too late after just like this one game. But we did talk about before the Everton game, right? That Everton, Leeds, Newcastle were the ones we wanted.
That's the ones you target, yeah.
And so now it's the third of that. And like, are you chasing points? You know, it feels like that might be a little bit of what's happening.
None of these are outstanding. I know it's green on the fucking fixture thing, but that's what we just talked about. Those are not actually green. And then the thing that would change everything is, you know, when home Burnley and at Leeds get scheduled, because that's what makes a mediocre game week into a great one. So I'm considering that there. But also, Ramsey's 4-7.
Yeah.
And he's actually unreal. And
I mean, I'm glad you brought Ramsey up because I do want to talk about this. But I remember when I was driving home, I want to talk about Villa. Like, we still don't really know what this team is, you know?
Yeah, no.
I mean, Stevie G hasn't been there for very long. And they've underratedly had a lot of personnel, like, turnover since he's been there, which has been for like six games.
Yeah.
Like they were like, oh yeah, he's got this thing working with Nakamba doing the six thing. And then all of a sudden it's like Nakamba new fullback. Out for
4 months.
He's out for the season. Then we get the new fullback in and then we get, you know, Coutinho comes in and it's like all of a sudden there's a new team again. And we just don't really know what they are. You know, I feel like they've been playing to their opponent every game, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I don't know what their identity is of, like, what is Stevie G's team trying to establish?
Yeah, like, how do they build up? How do they attack? Yeah, I don't really know that stuff.
Because, like, we saw Everton do basically nothing in that game, and they basically also did nothing. They scored on a fucking corner kick.
Right.
They didn't create anything. They just, you know, they struggled the whole game. And then, like, the Man U game, that was a fucking insane game. That was just a wild game. Like, the Leeds game was just, that was a Leeds game. It was Villa were just participating in it.
Yeah.
And it was 3-3, you know? I mean,
yeah.
So, I mean, is Ramsey, so, I mean, I'm going into this all because, like, Ramsey's playing in the middle of the three and he's, like, you know, he's at the late runner. But in terms of, like, stats, he's not going to ever be, like, a stats monster. And, you know, he's got to finish he's got to be clinical to be returning consistently.
Yeah, I mean, his stats are weird. It's like, it's almost like every other game so far, he gets his shots. Like, he has many games where he just gets zero shots.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of it, you know?
Yeah. Which is, like, for him as a starter, I still don't really believe in that.
Yeah, but since the fixtures have gotten better, I think it's been a little bit more consistent. Like, you know, so against, you know, Chelsea and Liverpool and that shit, he didn't really do anything. But, you know, 4 shots, 0.3 XG against Norwich. 2 shots, 0.5 XG against Man United. 2 shots, 0.8 XG against Leeds because they were just unmarked breakaways. But yeah, he had 0 shots against Everton. He had 1 shot against Man U in the cup. He had 0 shots against Brentford.
Yeah, which is like he does different, which is like leads me to infer that he's just being told to do different things each game.
Well, it's also like if the space is there, he'll take it. But some teams but like a Brentford don't
do it.
Open up ever, so he doesn't get any shots or chances. Yeah,
exactly. So,
I mean, he's still such a good pick. in terms of like, I mean, he's 4-7, he's the best backup mid in the game. But yeah, do you want to start him every week?
Yeah, I'm like, Broglie, he's someone I want to. He's someone I want to pick and choose the fixtures and start depending on that.
Yeah, and Bro, like someone like Broglie, who's 0.5 more expensive, like, is much different, and I feel much better starting every week.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Coutinho, though,
consistently.
I don't know if I'm buying, you know, I don't know.
I'm just mad that I didn't get him, because when he first got there, we were just gushing over him on the pod on Friday Night Live, going nuts, and then, you know.
Well, I'm, yeah, and I'm also like.
He fucking does the shit. He fucking 6'3", 16.
Yeah, feeling the reverse of that, where I was like, no, I want Buendia instead, and last week, Buendia's hauls, and Coutinho looks like dog shit, and I'm like, yeah,
you nailed
and then
it.
This week,
you nailed
then this it. Week, yeah, this week it's minus. You know, he's now he's injured. Like, it's one fucking point, and Coutinho does all the things. But I just, I guess, in short, I just still have no real read on Villa and what to make of them. They're just they have so many moving parts and pieces that I don't feel confident in shouting anything. And it's maybe one of those where it's just, you know, you have, you hold, you know, if you want to take a shot, you do, because they're obviously like a good team. They have good players, you know, I mean, when you look at the league, they're obviously like a top eight team or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
And you're still, like if you have, you hold, like, I think that's right. I mean, if you have Dean 100% starter next four game weeks, no question. Like, I don't care. They conceded three against Leeds. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Same with Coutinho, Ollie.
I mean, it's even longer.
I guess,
West Ham, Arsenal, Wolves are also really good defensive fixtures.
So, like, you're just holding, really, and it's good. He's really good. He's on set pieces. He should have scored a goal against Leeds, like, etc. So, yeah, but I'm not like desperate.
Ollie's
to buy
an issue,
any.
Though. I mean,
Ollie,
I think selling
seems
Ollie is fine.
Like he might be an issue. That's why I kind
dude,
of
we're talk-
grimaced.
Yeah. I mean, we're
at
talking.
That.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, you know, Kevin, Mo, blah 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 blah. 2 million. You're holding 2 million on Ollie, and he's doing the exact same shit as all of these fucking 5 million forwards are doing.
Yeah.
So
well, he's worse than Broglie. Way worse.
He's definitely I mean, but if you have both, you know, you're still holding 2 million there. I mean, you could still go down to Ida or fucking J Rod or any fucking piece of shit. It doesn't
Mateta,
really matter. I mean,
who cares?
Yeah, I mean, Watkins just returns once every like five games.
Yeah.
So,
Two, does not really. Seem like he's central to how they're attacking at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one of the weirdest players I've ever seen.
Yep, I agree
honestly.
With that. Yeah,
he's
kind of really,
like
really
Bob.
Weird. He's
like Bob.
Yeah, yeah. There's
he
a,
doesn't
there's
pass,
a bit of
but
Bob
he can't,
there,
but he can't pass. But he like does the similar like things. I don't
he's
know.
He's like so much less involved, though. You know what I mean? He's not like holding up and bringing other players into play. He's just like making the runs.
but
it's like more off ball shit.
Yeah, but he does do a similar job because he's still creating opportunities for the other players. Mm-hmm. It's just in a different way. It's just without the ball.
In a different way. Yeah, without the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an off-ball striker who doesn't strike.
Score. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's it for questions. Any other games?
No, I mean, I think we're doing it. I think we got it.
Yeah, I think we got it. I think we got it.
The Newcastle-Everton game was also fucking insane.
I loved that game. It was thrilling. It was so fun to watch. Yeah,
it was really
fun. I mean, unless you're Voldy and Joanna, then or Bug.
Well, yeah.
Then it wasn't fun to watch at all. That Trips free kick. Oh.
Yeah.
Trips. And I haven't even mentioned the fucking Lascelles OG Holgate assist and the Holgate OG Lascelles. It was just... Within like 60 seconds of each other. It's just unheard
of thing that's
symmetry
ever happened in the world.
Yeah, I do love a bit of symmetry. So that was good. Okay. All right, let's go to our teams.
All right. What do you? So we're talking about you were going to do Kane, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very easy to just do Kane mount to Bruno forward.
And then you're going to do Bruno to Mo. Okay.
So I need to leave, I don't know, two.
So put, what can you afford for the forward?
I need to, you know, leave a mil 1.3 to be safe if Mo rises more to, you know, to make sure I can make the transfer. So I can afford every forward we've talked about. I mean, 7 and under-ish.
Okay. Yeah. Who are you
really feeling? Every forward. I mean, I feel like I should just go Broglie, but the only thing that would change is if I want to load up on like a doubler and go like Woot or something.
Yeah, I think you should go Broya. I think.
I mean, yeah, I just think he's easily the best.
Yeah, I think he's just the best pick. And then if you want, but or if Woot, you have the luxury,
it's gonna be, you know,
you could do Dennis to him if you want or something.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could do that.
Or you might even, could you even do Cucho to him later?
Yeah. If I leave enough. I mean, it's very easy to leave enough because I'm getting fucking Broya's 5-2. Yeah. I mean, it's, let me see. I'll just punch it in really quick. Yeah. I mean, if I do I have Mo, Broya, Weggerson right now, not even Bruno. I still have a mill in the bank.
So. Or Mount, Cucho, and Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that's,
I mean, that's so good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and I mean, Broya has a, I mean, doing Weghorst, because you have to start Broya, right? Because you don't want to start Soufal this week.
Yeah, probably. Although Soufal is Leicester, I mean.
Away, though. They don't usually get blanked at the King Power. I mean, West Ham defense, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think you would start Broya over Soufal.
I would, for sure.
Yeah. But if you got Weghorst, you could bench Weghorst, I guess, theoretically.
I would bench him, yeah, and start Dennis, I guess.
Or you would start maybe Soufal.
Well, yeah, sorry. Dennis is my lone forward, and I would start Soufal. I would go 5-4-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both are good options. I mean, I'll think about it tomorrow.
But it's probably between those two.
Yeah, I think it's between those two. I mean, there's not really any other forward we've talked about that I like. I mean, I like Daka and like other shit, but it just makes no sense at all.
No, it's, you're doing well, so.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just do sensible shit, and then I'll captain Bruno. 99.9%.
Yeah, Bruno's going to be very highly capped.
Yeah, Hardly Boy said, Bruno is the hands down best captain for 25, or is someone like DDG a better option from United? Or do you think one of the City players could straight up outscore him since they're playing Norwich?
No, I mean, that's, again, kind of what we were talking about before. I mean, that should be 2 goals max for City. Yeah, no, I think Bruno's the best captain. I think their defense, the fixtures are better on paper for cleans and goals. Yep,
easily.
But their defense is that bad that I don't think that I would prefer DDG. But, you know, but again, right, if I didn't have Bruno and I had De Gea and, you know, I had plans, I want to get Mo, do this or that, I would be fine not owning Bruno and captaining De Gea. Like, I don't think that's insane. I think
Who would you cap if you don't have either? You like, what single game weaker do you like?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't even look at that.
It's got to be like Mo or Kev. Like Mo, Jota, Kev.
I don't think it's Kev at all. I would definitely, I would be nowhere near Kev.
It'd probably be, honestly, Mo, Jota, or Trent. I'm not even kidding.
I think Trent, I like the most. Yeah. They should get a lot of set pieces. Burnley are just going to be, you know, hard hat in their own half.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I like Trent. Yeah, yeah. I would go Trent.
One of those. Yeah. And then, yeah, I just have to like sort of think about, which I've put literally zero time into, if I want a bench boost in 26 or if I'm in a triple cap or do Bob to Foster or some shit in 26. I'll just think about it a little bit, but.
Yeah, I mean, bench boost a little bit tougher for you. I think you do have Gilmore and shit, and you still have your wild card. So
yeah,
you could set that up probably a lot easier later in the season.
Yeah, yeah, I'll probably
when there are late doubles, when you're like, okay, well, I'm going to wild card in game week 32. Yeah, and do this on 34.
I'll probably end up doing that.
Because you're sort of would be scrambling and taking hits to get doublers.
It doesn't seem worth it
for a bench boost. Yeah, usually just
especially
nets,
when
like,
there's
neutral.
Also a really good triple cap. Right, it's like just take that when you have it.
Yeah.
And then apparently, gaming 30 supposedly is the like really big blank this year. That's what they tell me in Discord. So you know we have two free hits. So one of them I'll almost for sure use in gaming 30, and then sort the other one out.
That sounds good.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
Could do anything. I mean, I have a lot of problems on my team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you think?
You're very flagged.
I mean, Martinelli all of a sudden went from like, okay, great. I don't need him these two game weeks. I'll double to like, I can't hold him anymore.
Yeah, it's blank. He's red carded. So it's blank, blank the first game of the double, home Wolves, blank.
Yeah.
That's, I just said the word blank many times. That's so he's getting unacceptable. Like 4 zeros.
He's getting a lot of zeros.
Yeah, you can't, so you can't hold him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to bench him this week anyway, but I mean, looking at my team, I mean, I don't know. I could set up, I could use him for money, but Buendia's hurt. Joao Pedro doesn't play anymore. Dennis is disgusting.
I mean, I don't care about Dennis and Pedro because Broya is just starting every week and they're
yeah, but I care because I'm trying to fucking get this bench boost thing.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, Dennis, I'm happy to just whatever.
Dennis,
I don't
you're
care.
Keeping. You're keeping.
I'm just him. Keeping. Yeah. But Aitnori, Martinelli, Jao.
Aitnori, Martinelli, Buendia, and Jao are the guys problems. That have to go. Probably.
I mean, Buendia, do you think...
We'll get news.
I mean, say he's like, oh, he's fine. Like, just keep him.
Then, yeah, it's
for
fine.
Newcastle,
yeah,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd keep for Newcastle.
If he's 50-50, I mean, I could even, you know, do... I'm torn on him because, you know, I don't know. Just keep him.
I would keep for Newcastle unless he's definitely hurt. But then, yeah, in terms of, like, the doubles are weird in 26. There's like
not
many attractive doubles, really.
Yeah. No, there aren't.
It's like you kind of want a Wolves defender. You kind of want... Ugh, God, they're actually horrible. You want triple Liverpool. And you want Arsenal at home, Brentham home, Wolves. So you want Arsenal at the back.
Yeah, but the problem with that is both those teams then follow up with Game Week 27 blanks.
So maybe Game Week 27 is a free hit.
Mm.
Not terrible. If you have six players blanking, like that's enough.
Yeah, but what are we talking about here? Where are we going? Huh? I don't know if that's... No one has that, though.
No, but I mean, I have triple Liverpool, double Arsenal, so I have five.
Yeah. Well, Ramsdale you hide, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean Jota's really good pick.
I mean, I don't know if I want to like take a -8 to get Jota back in. I don't know. I could do whatever. It doesn't matter.
You can do anything. You're free. You're a free man. Free
no, but
country.
I actually could not afford that unless if I got rid of Dennis, which, and then I would be keeping a non-player again, which doesn't seem good. So
we're not.
I think I need to allow that ship to sail. I think Jota's not coming back anytime soon. I think I'm more like looking at the budgetary options.
Do you have an 11 this week?
Well, I mean, what I was gonna do was play. I mean, it depends. I don't know if Aitnori's gonna play. I mean, he's at Spurs, which isn't a good fixture. But I mean, I have Dennis. I mean, it depends if Buendia's gonna play. But I could play. I could play Dennis. Bench Aitnori, Martinelli, and Joao Pedro if Buendia's healthy and to go 4-4-2, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if we get good Buendia news, maybe you just do like Pedro to Ida or no, he's not even doubling, right?
No,
because he's might not even play in 26, so that's a bad one. Because I don't think he's going to play two up top for Liverpool and City.
I need one. The Buendia news is everything.
Yeah, it's kind of everything. It's kind of everything if you're holding or just he's your first out.
Yeah. I mean, I could look at, you know, doing something like Martinelli and Joao Pedro for a hit if there's someone I like or Nori and Martinelli out for a hit.
Yeah.
Get someone there and then and it lets me, you know, play a better something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Doing
tomorrow.
Like some sort of Martinelli, Joao Pedro for like a Woot and someone is. Woot and Ramsey or something like that's good.
Yeah, I don't think I can afford that.
You're probably close, no?
I'm 0.5 off.
Oh, damn, not close.
Yeah, but it still leaves Aitnori, which is a problem. I mean, I have to deal with all these spots.
Well, Marcel's hurt, although Johnny was on the bench, but Johnny noticeably didn't sub on. So
is Marcel hurt?
Yeah, it was an injury sub.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Well, then I don't know if he's
hurt, but he subbed
off. I
thought
he was just kind of like being a little bitch, and he was, you know, they didn't need the ninth defender anymore. Well, then maybe I could keep Aitnori.
Aitnori might be fine for a week or two. We'll see. Well, again, we'll get news on that. So, big press conferences for you is really the long story short.
That's it.
Yeah,
enough of this.
We'll get it out of there. Anus slaps. Right. We got no new friends this week. No asses slap. No signups. And that's a pod, brother. Any last words?
Oh, see, what are we doing our next pod?
Monday?
Is normal?
I think so. Yeah, normal. Well, there the
games on Tuesday.
The double game's on Tuesday. I still think we just pod Monday.
Fuck it.
Who cares? Yeah, because we're going to do Friday My Life on Thursday, so we'll talk about it then if Bruno okay. fucking right, hat cool. tricks against Brighton.
All right. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, bro. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, damn!
Sports Social Podcast Network.